All right, so here's the deal. Things are changing fast in the tech world and the internet marketing world. And that's a big deal because you have to know which trends to stay on top of in order to market better, in order to acquire customers for cheap, and so you can run your business as efficiently as possible. Staying on top of all those trends is a pain in the butt, though. And so the folks at HubSpot have made this amazing report. It has a very official sounding name because it is a very official document. It's the 2024 State of Marketing Report. They've looked at millions, tens of millions of bits of data to find the top marketing trends that have the most immediate impact on your business. And so what HubSpot did was they surveyed over 1,400 marketing pros from across the world, and they looked at what are people using effectively, what's not working, more importantly, and they've been able to compile it in a really easy to read document. So if you want to learn ways how to optimize for social or how to boost engagement or how to strike the right balance between privacy but still being personal with your customers, go to HubSpot.com/state of marketing to get the free copy, or just Google HubSpot State of Marketing and it will come up. Check it out.
Hey everyone, this is Ben. Just wanted to let you know that today's podcast is a little bit different. You may have seen the video come out, went viral on Twitter, of the Better.com CEO firing over 900 employees. I did a really poor job of it, and it was just really ugly and went super viral. So Sean recorded a quick reaction video to it, and that's done well on YouTube and on Twitter. So we wanted you who listen to the podcast to be able to hear it as well. He makes a couple references to visuals from the video. So if you want to see what he's talking about, just click on the link in the show notes. That will take you to the YouTube of Sean's reaction video. But otherwise, you can just listen to the audio here. Enjoy.
Yeah. I feel like I can rule the world. I know I could be what I want to. I put my all in it like no days off. On the road, let's travel, never looking back.
Emergency podcast. Had to do this. Saw this video the other day. I was scrolling TikTok late into the night, as I do. Saw this TikTok, couldn't believe it. I almost got out of bed right then to come record this, but we're doing it now. Okay, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. This guy is going to be skewered for this. That's my prediction. This guy is going to get, he might get fired for this, but he is definitely going to get wrecked on all of social media for this. Let's listen to this. So this is the CEO of a company called Better.com. They've raised like, I don't know, $750 million. It's a big company. They do, I don't know, mortgages or some shit like that on the internet. So here's the CEO. Let's just take a listen. No, what's this? Take a listen.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining.
Already looks like a funeral.
I come to you with not great news. The market has changed, as you know, and we have to move with it in order to survive so that hopefully we can continue to thrive. And
okay. The market has moved. The market has moved. What are you talking about? You have all your employees on a Zoom call right now. Obviously, you have some, quote, not great news to share. Lesson number one, and by the way, how does this guy become a CEO of such a big company and not know rule number one? If you're letting someone go or you're laying them off and you go into the meeting, you got to rip the Band-Aid off in the first minute. And the first three things you say, one of them has to be, we're going to be letting you go today. And then you start to explain everything. When you do this long-winded buildup. People are A, confused, and B, they get really pissed off. And it's just self-serving. You're trying to buffer the blow. You're trying to prevent the blow from hitting you. You can't even say it. You're not even willing to say it. So ridiculous. Okay, so the market has moved, and we have to move with it so we can survive. What is it? Is you shutting down the company? What's going on?
Deliver on a mission.
Deliver on a mission? What mission?
This isn't news that you're going to want to hear. Ultimately, it was my decision, and I wanted you to hear from me.
Looks at his notes. Dude, you still haven't said it?
It's been a really, really challenging decision to make.
Are you okay? Has it been hard for you?
This is the second time in my career I'm doing this, and I do not want to do this. The last time I did it, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger. but we are late.
Oh my God, what are you thinking, dude? I get what he's thinking. He's thinking, I want them to know that this is hard for me. But dude, you don't understand what people are feeling right now. They don't know what you're saying. You haven't said it. Secondly, you're talking about how hard this is for you. And last time I cried, no one gives a flying fuck if you cried or not. Because you still haven't said it. That's the main problem. The second problem is you're talking about yourself and no one cares about you in this moment.
Laying off about 15% of the company.
Laying off 15%?
For a number of reasons. The market.
You can hear a guy. The guy who's recording this, by the way, this is not the screen. This is a guy pointing his camera at the phone. And you heard him. Are you effing serious?
Efficiency and performances and productivity.
And peanut butter. Market performances, efficiency, and peanut butter. What is this guy doing? First of all, he said we're laying off 15% of the company. He didn't say which 15% yet. Now everybody is just thinking, is it me? Is it not me? They have no idea because he hasn't brought the sledgehammer yet. And look, this is the scroll bar, all right? This down here is where he should have said it. We're now over here. We're almost at intermission of the movie. And, you know, he still hasn't said it. So I can't believe what he just said. Why did he say performances, by the way? He's talking about the market has turned. So, is it my performance or is it the market?
Performances. And productivity.
And peanut butter.
If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group.
Fuck you, dude.
Being laid off.
I can't even help but laugh. Fuck you, dude. That is... See, that guy is saying what he's supposed to say in this moment. Because of this fucked up hype trailer teaser strategy that the CEO took, if you're on this call... You are. You're not a game show host. He thinks he's Jeff Probst. He thinks he's a game show host. And he's setting up this cliffhanger that actually is pushing them off the cliff and then they're falling down to their death. So he comes in with, you are one of the unlucky bunch. Unlucky? I thought you said it's performance. Is it performance or is it unlucky? Or is it the market? Or is it peanut butter? Which one is it? We don't know yet.
Your employment here is terminated effective immediately.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What does this mean for what's next? You're going to get an email from HR, askhr@better.com, to your personal email address.
At better.com. Follow us on Twitter.
Severance and your benefits. We're all U.S. employees. We're providing 4 weeks of severance.
Also, you dressed up like a douchebag on this day. You wore the douchebag uniform, the blue-collared shirt with the dark blue vest, with the khakis that are a little too tight, right around the crotch, with the crotch facing the camera. That is the douchebag. That is the douchebag armor that you wore into this. And then you're reading it really slow off your piece of paper, and you just have a bunch of people enraged at you right now. I think there's like, I don't know, 1,000 people on this call or something like that. This is something crazy. A lot of people, 100 people, maybe hundreds of people on this call. Insane.
1 month of full benefits and 2 months of COBRA, for which we will pay the premium. So 3 months total benefits if you elect for COBRA. If you don't get a communication from askhr@better.com before the end of the day, you can email askhr@better.com.
If you don't get the email,
thank you for each and every really one of fucked. Yours individual contributions to Better. I wish the news was different. I wish we were thriving enthusiastically as we were at the beginning of this year.
Thriving enthusiastically? Doesn't make sense. You wish you were thriving. Yeah, of course you wish you were thriving. But you didn't lose your job, CEO who mismanaged during this time. You didn't lose your job. They lost their job. And you're talking about you were crying last time, but you weren't crying this time. And you probably didn't even cry last time. You probably don't give a shit, to be honest with you. Maybe you feel bad. I take that back. He feels bad. He feels bad. He should feel bad. But he handled it bad. You can feel bad, but you got to handle it good. He felt bad and handled it bad. peanut butter.
That's not the case. And I am sure
you better finish
you
strong.
Leave us and be more successful.
Where are you going? What is this wedding speech? And you're drunk? I'm sure you will leave us. What is he saying?
More fortunate, and
you'll be more fortunate
here in your next endeavor. I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you for everything you've done for better. Thank you.
looks aggressively stage right. Did I do it? Can we end it? Can I go to lunch? Do we have my lunch? Did someone get my lunch? And this guy, I got to look this up. Better CEO salary. This might be public. I feel like this guy, so he laid off 900 people in that call. We're not going to pay for this paywall, by the way. What is a stealing part? I didn't hear this. Okay, I don't know what that's about. That wasn't in the video. But yeah, I feel like I read somewhere in a tweet. Now, this might be total bullshit. But I've read somewhere that this guy, you know, whatever, something like $10 million of compensation last year. But that, honestly, he's a private company, so I don't know what's going on. They have a SPAC? Of course they have a SPAC. Yeah, raised $750 million from their SPAC backers. They already had $1.5 billion from SoftBank. So this guy easily, this guy, is this guy the founder? Vishal Garg. Google said, what company laid off 900 employees? Answer, better.com. I think this guy was the founder. Yeah, founder and CEO. So this guy easily, this company's valued multiple billions of dollars. This guy is clearly worth over $500 million, probably over more than $1 billion. And he's talking about lunch in his douchebag outfit.
I feel like I can rule the world. I know I could be what I want to. I put my all in it like no days off. On the road, let's travel, never looking back. Like. Oh, yeah.